The Bible are the answers to our every spiritual need and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children learn the good of the Bible by reading and listening to the exciting stories of God's people and their lives. This tape tells one of those stories. All scripture references are taken from the King James Version. Please listen and then go to your Bible and read the story again to learn more as God speaks to you from His written word. Bible call tape number 729. Jesus taught His disciples to pray. Found in Matthew chapter 6.
One day Jesus was praying. When He had finished praying, His disciples came to Him. The disciples said to Jesus, "Lord, teach us to pray, even as John taught his disciples." Jesus told them how they should pray so God would hear them. When we pray today, we should pray so God will hear us. Jesus told the disciples not to pray as some people did. He said some prayed out in the corner of the streets so people could hear and see them. They would talk in a loud voice so everyone could hear them as they passed. These people would say the same thing over and over. They wanted people to think they were real good. God does not hear prayers like this. Jesus said they would have their reward. Jesus told the disciples to go into a room and shut the door. Then they could talk to God. God can hear us pray no matter where we are. God can always see and hear us. When we pray, we talk to God. Jesus told them to pray like this: "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." This prayer is usually called the Lord's Prayer, but it really isn't. It is just a prayer that Jesus gave His disciples for an example. They could pray like it. Jesus did not mean they had to use it word for word. Jesus did not mean for people everywhere to pray it. People today cannot pray for some of the things Jesus taught the disciples to pray for. We can pray for God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. We can pray for God to give us food every day. We must work and help get our food too. We can pray for God to forgive us of things we do wrong. We must be willing to forgive others if we want God to forgive us. Everyone must pray for these things. But we cannot pray, "Thy kingdom come." Jesus taught His disciples to pray for the kingdom to come because they were looking for the kingdom. Jesus had told them it would come. Today, we cannot pray for the kingdom to come because it has already come. The kingdom is the same as the church. Jesus built the church on the day of Pentecost after He left the earth to go back to heaven. In our prayers to God, we must not think of ourselves only. We should pray for things that will help others. God wants us to talk to Him every day. He wants us to ask for things we need. God knows what we need before we ask Him. Boys and girls should learn to pray to God when they are young and should pray to God every day. We could not live without God. He gives us our life. God gives us everything.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.